25. And 25. 99.7 DJX. It was 100 years ago that a group of deep thinkers dared to imagine what life would be like in the year 2025. And you're thinking, oh, well, they probably predicted flying cars and yes, all that sort of thing. And
that
I
was
mean,
always top of the list.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're probably not too far away from cars flying all the time. But some of the things were actually a little bit more spot on than you think. For example, people would use a pocket-sized apparatus for communications to see and hear each other without being in the same room.
What? What is this sorcery?
I know, right? Wait!
That's kind of crazy.
Is time travel possible? How did this person say that?
How in the world?
Albert Wiggum, an American psychologist, thought, according to his calculations, the future looked ugly.
Ooh.
Homely and dull people would be having more children than beautiful and intelligent people.
OMG.
So I don't know if that's true or not. But I don't know how to gauge that.
All the people in the world, I'm not really sure how we measure that.
Right.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Right. This is thinkers from 100 years ago looking at
and 25. And 25.
Yes. There's another prediction. Horse-drawn vehicles fast disappearing from our streets. But jackass-driven automobiles would still be with us 100 years from now.
Wow. meaning you can improve the car.
Yeah.
You can't improve the driver.
The driver. Yes.
You know what? These dudes were on to something.
I think that's pretty accurate.
They were on to something.
That's pretty accurate.
Predictions about 2025 from 100 years ago. A substitute for sleep would be found.
Oh, we wouldn't have to sleep anymore?
Yep. They thought a chief ingredient would probably be acid sodium phosphate. I don't know what that actually means, but
I don't know either, but I'm still going to need my naps.
I sleep at night.
Yeah.
I absolutely love sleep.
I
here
need more sleep than I get.
In the year
2025. In the year
2025.
That's so great.
So that those are just some of the things that those prognosticators and those deep thinkers 100 years ago thought the future would look like.
I'm going to need whoever it might be working on an alternative of sleep to just stop your product, right? Stop your project. Stop doing what you're doing because I don't want sleep to go away.
No, I love sleep.
I love sleep.
I love sleep.
Sleep is glorious. We don't need a little substitute for that. We still need that to be a thing.
Yeah. So I thought, you know what? We should probably, Kelly, you and I are, I mean, prognosticators. We're thinkers, aren't we?
I'm not sure if anyone would accuse us of that.
With the help of artificial intelligence,
yeah,
I asked AI to predict, give us some predictions about what the world might look like in 100 years, otherwise known as
21, 25.
Yeah, that's great.
First up, there would be a universal cat language.
A universal cat language?
Universal cat language translation.
Oh, okay.
All cats will finally have their thoughts translated into human language, only for us to realize that they're mostly thinking about food, napping, and plotting to knock things off shelves.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds possible.
This is what AI is predicting what will look like in
21, 25.
Hoverboards will be for real this time.
Oh.
Will actually exist, unlike the two-wheeled scooters.
Okay.
There will be smart refrigerators that will argue with each other across the internet, competing to see who has the healthiest content. Oh, Kelly's fridge still has kale? Big deal. Ben's got oat milk and organic avocados.
Oh, wow. I don't think we need arguing refrigerators.
Smart refrigerators will figure out how to access the internet and actually talk to one another, and there will be chat boards amongst refrigerators.
Now, if you want to make it so the refrigerator can just go ahead and place the order for the groceries we're running low on and then have that delivered, that would be great. I don't need it to start arguing, though, with other fridges.
We asked AI what the future would look like in 100 years. In
the year 2125. In the year 2125.
Yeah.
Another, weather by subscription. If you want sunny weather for your barbecue, no problem.
Oh, we can just order it?
That's just $9.99 a month for premium sunshine package.
Oh, great. Wow, that would be nice if I could just order. But within, I feel like no one would order rain unless maybe you're a farmer.
No.
And need it for your crops.
You could, your competitors could offer rain cat cloud discounts for your ex's wedding day.
Oh.
So you got to worry about
retaliatory weather.
All right. And then finally, smart toilets, but not the smart toilets that are around right now.
What do you mean?
That will offer life advice.
I don't need that from a toilet.
Hey, Kelly.
No.
Maybe lay off the spicy tacos next time.
Stop talking to me right now, toilet. I don't need it. I don't need it.
Congrats, Ben. You seem hydrated.
No, I don't. I don't wear Fitbits. I don't wear any sort of Apple Watch because I don't need anybody judging how many steps I'm getting. And I certainly don't need my toilet telling me about my food choices
either. Smart toilets. Hey, Kelly.
No.
You certainly seem to like corn on the cob, don't you?
Stop! What is wrong with your brain, sir? I don't know. Stop working on that, if anyone
right.
is.
So there you go. That is what the world will look like in
2125. In the year 2125.
On 99.7 DJX.